From Raleigh, North Carolina, it's The Lost Podcast with Jay and Jack, a podcast dedicated to the show Lost on ABC. So sit back, relax, and enjoy the show. Hello and welcome to The Lost Podcast with Jay and Jack. My name is Jay.
And I'm Jack.
Wow, Jack. Jack from the show, Jack? Or I'm Jack really from, you, Jack?
I'm Jack from the show. I'd be crying. I'd be dying.
How you doing,
and
Jack?
And everything else in between.
How you doing today?
I'm doing pretty good. Pretty yeah? good.
You have major surgery coming up this week.
I do. So if you don't get an answer on the emails, or if I'm not going to be Jay on Twitter, I'm not just going to be gone for a month. Actually, I might
what
be.
What do you mean, God? I'm on Twitter. I'm just because okay, I'm not if, as much as you.
If you don't, mean. If you don't get a response on Twitter from me, it's not that I'm Jay and I'm snubbing you. I'm being.
I don't snub people.
I'm being arrogant. It just I only have. It's hard enough for me to type with two hands,
uh-huh.
And I may only have one for a while.
Okay,
it just depends on how it goes.
Okay, it's just shoulder surgery.
Yeah, right? I think so. Heart transplant will be next time because they have to give me a heart. I have to wait for the Tin Man to get his first.
Well, you know, don't say that I don't like talking. It's just, you know, I'm bad at keeping up on the whole Twitter thing. I'm just people that have met me in person know that I'm not. I like talking to people. What?
Why, I'm just shaking. If that's what you say, that's what you get. That's what you do. Yo, whatever. Okay.
Starting rumors over here.
Who's starting rumors?
So welcome.
It's just what people say.
I do the Lost Podcast with Jay and Jack. Today is the Wednesday edition of the podcast.
And it's today, been how many days? It's been 10 days since the end.
Has it? Yeah. The conclusion. You're right. I've
the
seen
end
it
that
like
some liked.
Four times now? How many times
I've
have you
watched
seen
it? Four times. Yeah. Well, I watched it three times, and I actually had to watch it a fourth time because I kept forgetting to count the dudes. And then the SOBs and everything else.
Yeah, yeah.
And, you know, even because we've got a lot of emails because Juliet said it worked at the vending machine. I listened to that I finally heard it on the fourth time. Because on the plane, someone was interrupting me on the plane. My daughter interrupted me the second time. The first time, I just didn't hear it.
Uh-huh.
Even when you listened for it, it's still not clear that she says it worked.
Uh-huh.
I mean, I know that's what she's saying.
Yeah.
But she could have done a better job of saying it worked.
You're saying she could have enunciated better?
Yeah, it was not really that clear.
You're from Jay and Jack, she should have enunciated better?
Yeah,
I think we're the worst people at enunciating
I know,
words.
But that's I'm allowed to criticize because I'm the first one to criticize myself. How many takes?
Or me.
Did they just rush it because it was her birthday or something?
I don't know. It's a good birthday present.
Works.
Apollo bar.
It works. I mean, the scene worked. It was a great scene. I'm just joking.
You're being nitpicky. It's just
I'm trying
it doesn't
to
become you.
I'm trying to join the rest of the crowd. I'm just kidding.
You know what though? I mean, I think majoritatively, a lot of at least our listeners anyway. I think the majority is that they like the episode. There is listeners that don't.
I think
I'm not saying there isn't, but I think the majority that I've seen, at least in phone calls. I know you're more emails, but. It's been mostly people
actually,
liked it.
The emails in the beginning were bad.
Uh-huh.
And then it tapered off after they watched it a second or third time.
Yeah.
They said, okay, now I understand what they're trying to get at. I'm still not happy they didn't answer all the questions. This is not me talking. This is what people are saying. Uh-huh. I listened to a lot of their podcasts. Some are saying that the episode itself was outstanding.
Yeah.
But a lot of them didn't like it because it didn't answer questions. I know uh-huh. Kurt Yanko from the Black Rock podcast said this on, I want to say Big O. He said he thought people who were character-driven that were behind, you know, the character development, loved it.
Uh-huh.
People that wanted the answers to the questions didn't like it.
Yeah.
So
yeah, I think
I kind of agreed with what he said, uh-huh. and I guess he fell in the camp that where he wanted the mysteries, you know, and the questions answered.
But yeah, yeah.
I think there were questions answered that people are just being nitpicky about, but that's just me.
Well, yeah, I think, for the most part, I think you can come up with a logical answer to at least I think I can, to most of the mysteries on the show, or
well,
they've actually given the answer, and just maybe people don't
well, I
really
think
accept
Walt,
that as
people
the answer.
Are saying, well, he was supposed to be special. He was special.
He was special, exactly.
Even when he meets Locke off the island, what's that, Jeremy?
Life and Death of Jeremy Bentham.
He predicted what was going to happen to Locke.
Yeah.
So he was still special. Unfortunately, his dad made a deal with Ben,
uh-huh.
and he was taken off the island. Now, mainly it was because Walt was going to grow.
Exactly.
And so they had to kind of reverse that, and people said, well, I thought he was going to be more important to the story. Well,
It changed.
It changed, and there's directions that they
went. It doesn't change. Yeah, you're right. It doesn't change him being special, though. He still is special.
And people, that's what people are saying. He was still special.
Yeah.
He just, his dad made a deal, and Ben, as bad as he was, he always honored the deal, right?
Yeah.
And so he said, Michael, yeah, you can go free.
And I think even in the Mobisodes, we kind of saw a bit of, I mean, he seems to have some type of psychic powers.
Right.
And he has to be able to project himself in different places.
Well, he did have psychic powers because he did tell Locke what was going to happen to him.
Yeah, that, and you know, he was also able to disrupt birds and kill them.
Yeah, and he hates birds, and I think that's why they had to get him off the show. But that complaint has to be tossed aside. If you want to say, "Oh, I thought he was going to be more important to the show," well, maybe at the time they go, "Wait, this kid's the storyline. They like it, but what are we going to do? He's growing."
Yeah, exactly.
What are we going to do?
Mm.
Maybe they were rolling the dice saying, okay, maybe they won't you won't like this storyline. I think most people did like the storyline, but they just had to figure out something else.
Did you ever watch the Times Talk?
No.
I think this was in the Times Talk, because I've watched so many interviews now, it's like they're starting to just blend together. But I think it was on that, and somebody asked Damon Carlton that question during it, and he said towards the end of season one, when they would talk to Malcolm David Kelly, they noticed that his voice was starting to get, you know, what was the Brady Bunch character?
Oh, Peter Brady.
Peter, it was, you know.
When it's time to change, you've got to rearrange.
He started getting, you know, his voice was changing. And I think Damon said,
la, 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 la.
Damon said, we got to get this kid on a raft right away. and you know, I think they kind of explain it there. It's just, things changed, and that's one of those. Same thing happened to Mr. Echo. I love Mr. Echo's one of my favorite characters.
And he wanted to leave.
What
are you going to do?
Yeah,
can't force him to stay. He's not Jacob. Can't force him to stay on the island if he doesn't want to stay on the island.
But I think what was great about his death on the show is it really opened up and kind of answered what Man in Black was
right
early on, because he was. I mean, I think it was pretty clear that Yemi was actually Man in Black, the smoke monster.
Right.
At that time.
I would agree.
And that was in season three. So, you know, I think we could sit here and talk about a lot of the things that were unanswered, but for the majority of them, you pretty much got the answer for what it was. Like, did you see, I think it was on College Humor, where they had all the unanswered questions or whatever in a video?
Mm-hmm.
Did you see that?
I have seen it, yes.
And when I watched, I was like, well, I think we got a lot of resolution to most of those things.
I think so. Like I said, but people say, how could you be happy with the episode? You know, I took a lot of grief for being against Jacob.
Uh-huh.
And I think pretty much my beliefs, not saying I'm right, but I think I'm right to believe what I believe in. Everyone has the right to choose. I think as how I chose Jacob and how I believed in Jacob, what he was, I think I was right. And I think the way they handled it towards the end proved that I was right to believe in what I believed in.
Why?
Well, he was not a god. Everyone kept giving me grief. Oh, he's a god. I would, you know,
I never said he was a god.
No, I would get a lot of emails, people saying, oh, you're wrong, you're this, you're
but
that.
But I think he was a
flawed leader.
Well, but the thing is, though, is that every single, no, there's no such thing, in on Earth as an unflawed leader.
Well, I would agree.
You could pick out the greatest leaders in the world, and they have some big flaws.
Well. Look at me.
There's some big flaws.
I don't see
no matter
flaw
who you look at.
Look at my hair. Maybe it's flawed a little bit. But
so I just
know what I'm saying.
I think the problem was is you kind of oversimplified it, saying he's all good or he's all bad.
I think a lot of people did that, but a lot of people were saying, my main argument was, if my loved one, my true love was on that plane.
But in the end, he did a good thing. He brought these people together. He changed their lives for the better.
But he still. It wasn't their choice from the beginning.
It was, though. They still made life choices.
It wasn't their
that
choice.
Got them into that
it
position.
It was not their choice.
It
to
was.
Come. So if I'm on
it
a...
It was Kate's choice.
If I'm on
Jacob
a...
Jacob suggested
if,
to Kate...
If I'm on a plane...
Don't choose. Don't steal anymore, but she still did.
If I'm on a plane from Australia to L.A. and it ends up in Cuba, gets hijacked to Cuba, that's my choice to go to Cuba.
But did you make a bunch of decisions that got you on the plane in the first place?
What about the people that died right away?
Then it was their time to die. Everyone has their time to die.
Yeah. You would be happy with that.
What?
If the love of your life is on that plane, you would have been happy.
Well, there's points in your I think where in the stage of grief or whatever where you would be upset. And I'm not denying that. But I think eventually when you come through, you know, the five stages of depression or grief or whatever it is, or loss, you come to acceptance. And I think if you kind of pull back and look at it, you know, it happened. There's nothing you can do about it.
Yeah, I get that. But with Jacob, another thing that bugs me, all Men in Black want to do from the time he was a kid, he'd sit on that rock, stare out, and wonder what was beyond the island.
Mm-hmm.
Who got to go off the island and who didn't? Jacob.
Yeah.
Jacob got to go off the island, but the poor guy that wanted to go off the island never got a chance to see what was on the other side of the island. Never.
Well, maybe if he wouldn't have been such a baby about it, he would have been chosen as a protector. Then he could have left the island.
Well, he didn't want to be the protector of the island. He wanted to be free. He wanted to go.
He wanted the shortcut. He wanted the short and easy path.
And I think Ben said it best when he said to Hurley. He goes, because what are we? Hurley said, what about Desmond? He can't go. And he said, what did Ben say? He said,
That's how Jacob
did it. You can do it better.
Different.
And maybe you can do it better is what he said. So I think Ben's was right.
Of course, but if you look at any leader but why did you look at Abraham Lincoln and you say, oh, he could have done this better.
Oh, I could.
But would you say he was a good leader?
I'd say he made a lot of mistakes.
But would you say he's a good leader, though?
I'd say overall he was a good leader.
You're in love with Abraham Lincoln. Don't sit here and be all objective now.
That's just a rumor on the streets. We never met.
But you would consider
I never shared a bed with Abraham Lincoln.
You could... Depends what stories you read. But you would say
not there's anything wrong with that.
You would say Abraham Lincoln is a good leader, would you not?
I would say
he's one of the best presidents of all time.
I would say under the conditions he was president.
Objectively, is he one of the best presidents of all time?
Everything I've read, he was a great president.
And you just give me your opinion. Is he one of the greatest presidents of all time?
From what
you've read, your own opinion.
I would say I would have voted for him.
Stop being so wishy-washy. You love Abraham Lincoln.
I love reading about Abraham Lincoln. He made a lot of mistakes in the beginning of the Civil War.
Of course, he made tons of mistakes.
Made a lot of mistakes.
Tons of mistakes. But in the end, overall, do you think he was a great president?
I would say yes.
There you go.
I said that earlier.
See, Jacob, sure, he made some mistakes, but everybody makes mistakes.
I think
he did the right thing.
I was listening to Darmalar's prediction episode, and I think I agree with Ben.
What did he say?
He basically said, just, you know, dude was just a dude. He wasn't this great. I think the thing is that people were putting me down with, oh, this guy's just, you have to understand what he is.
But I never said that to you.
No.
What you like to accuse me of.
No, I never, hold on a second. Never once accused you. It was the emails. I said, I think I was justified in believing what I believe in. I'm not saying the people that believe like you that it's okay,
mm-hmm.
that we're cool with it. That's your choice. Like what did I say a few weeks ago? You can believe what you want to believe. Mm-hmm. I'm saying I would be upset. I would not be happy with what happened.
But I think we got the answer to who Jacob was. If you look back, he was put in a situation. Well, I'm saying this though.
He was put in a situation that was extremely tough. He wasn't trained for it. He just had this mother going around. Oh, you can't leave. You can't talk to others. They're bad. They're bad. They're bad.
He was. If you look at his life compared to the Losties' life, he was definitely not given a choice.
Oh no, and I agree. And he wasn't trained properly. From what we saw in Across the Sea, was he trained properly?
No, he was the second choice. He wasn't even the first choice.
He was believed that you should take the child away from the parents because the parents are bad. And what did the others always do? People always ask, why were the kids taken? Because they're special? No, because that's what Jacob learned.
Well, actually, I think if you look at it, though, I think you can look at Ben's others as really being under the influence of Man in Black the whole time.
I disagree.
I mean...
I think Richard is the one that communicated it.
He was there, but I think Ben was being manipulated by Man in Black.
I think it was a little of both, but they stole the kids because of what Jacob probably told them to do. And why did Jacob tell them to do that?
But see, you don't know that.
Because that's all Jacob... Well,
you don't know that for sure. Because as far as we've seen from Jacob... He's pretty removed from whatever the others do anyway. He sits under his statue and works on tapestries.
Well, what was Richard doing?
It seemed Richard didn't really know a lot either. He didn't even know what candidates were.
I understand that, but all we know is that...
So I don't think it's safe to say that Jacob instigated the take the babies thing.
But
I think that was really Ben's that was really, if you look at Ben's backstory, you look back on it, that was really his thing that he kind of took up in trying to solve fertility issues on the island.
But he was told to take Russo's baby and kill Russo.
From Charles Widmore. That wasn't from Jacob.
I get that.
And I think if we look at it, I think Charles Widmore, he had his own agenda, his very own much so, until the end.
I'm going to say because of what we saw in Across the Sea, plus it makes the episode even better if that's true, that Jacob, that's what Jacob learned from his mom, or his surrogate mom.
And I don't know. Because it seems to me, if you look at Jacob and what he did at his time, he was trying to right the wrongs of his mother.
Well, he also made the mistake himself.
Well, he did.
He made his job a little harder.
Oh yeah, yeah. He was upset, and it was rage, and
you gotta be calm when you're a leader. Can't make crackpot decisions like that.
But leaders make mistakes.
Yeah, and he did.
Exactly. And he owned up to them. He said, "I made a mistake."
Yeah. I say,
I forgot to go back. If there's a lot when you look back on the entire series as a whole. It gives you a lot of information. Like, if I think we found out what Jacob was in the very beginning, he wasn't a god or anything like that. When in Man Behind the Curtain, remember that episode?
Mm-hmm, yep.
And that's the title alone says exactly what it was. He was the man behind the curtain.
Right.
He was gifted special powers. He was.
You can't argue that.
But he wasn't a deity. That was kind of the first introduction. And sometimes, you know, the simplest answer is the answer, that saying.
I hate the simplest answer is the answer, because that makes it too, what am I doing thinking?
So, I mean, what am I looking into? And I think when you look back on the series as a whole, and I understand some people are really disappointed and they feel like they've wasted 6 years of your life. But when you look back on it, though, you really see it really pieces together really well. I like when I look back on it and I theorize on it, you get so much information from it.
I am not disappointed. I'll say it for a thousandth time. This show makes you think. We're still debating on the whole Jacob thing.
Uh-huh.
Like I said, I'm not saying anybody's wrong. I'll say that till I'm blue in the face. You're not wrong for believing that. If you're cool with that, that's cool. But I'm not wrong either. There is no right or wrong in that.
Yeah, you're kind of wrong.
No, I disagree. I disagree. There is no right or wrong. Like I said, there's people, you could say Abraham Lincoln was a great president. There are people that hate Abraham Lincoln.
Of course.
That lost a loved one in that war.
Mm-hmm.
And you can't say they're wrong. But they're dead now. But you can't say that they were wrong. You
probably look at the entire southeastern United States, maybe, back in those times.
Well, there's probably people up north that are upset.
Mm-hmm.
I mean, you can't see. Like I said, obviously, it's for you had to keep the Union strong and keep it, you know, together. But you can't say the people that lost a loved one there are wrong. They did the ultimate sacrifice, and you can't say they're wrong.
But they died for a cause.
They died for a cause, but maybe they didn't believe in that cause.
Well, they can. If they don't like it, they can get out.
Mike mentioned Sherman down here, and that gets a little touchy.
Oh man. So Jack, we have a lot of listener feedback.
I say
this is what today's episode's about. It's kind of tough with Jack's shoulder surgery, but we're working on a special. Because, if you haven't figured it out, we're trying to do anyway. Tuesdays will be listener loss discussion. And then hopefully the Friday shows will be a discussion with a member of the cast and crew.
Maybe it'll be better because I'll be heavily medicated. So next week you can go, what about Jacob? Hey, Jacob, man, he was cool.
Jacob is awesome.
Yes, Jacob is awesome. You know, maybe
these aren't the droids you're looking for.
You know, I was never in room 23. Mm-hmm. So you can't blame me on that one.
All right, we have a lot of emails and phone calls, Jack, so what do you say we get into them?
I say we do it.
All right, here we go.
Listener feedback.
All right, so listener feedback time. Got a lot of questions and queries and comments.
I knew you were going to say query. See, yeah. I haven't been around you too long. You're just so predictable.
All right. Do you want me to go first? Or do you
want to go? I'll go first.
Okay, all right.
This one is actually an email you answered.
Oh, okay.
And I saw it was from Frank, and I'm not calling you out, Frank.
Okay.
I'm not calling you out because actually you made some great points, but I can't read all this great point stuff because it's just too long. I've listened to your podcast for years and agree and disagree. I rolled along with it. With your assessment of the end, I left scratching my head. I can only conclude that you guys are too close to the show to view objectively. Now, I gotta
we'll
say,
get all the way through, and then we'll let him finish his statement. Then we'll reply.
Well, I spent too much time in the bizarro event, convoluted plot lines to wrap up by saying it was all about the characters.
Now, all the way through before you let him finish his statement, so then it's not lost.
When it comes down to it, the simple question is: would you recommend someone who had not watched any of the series to take it on? I wouldn't. I couldn't. And that's a shame because it has been more realistic with the abilities to land this thing. We could have had something that our children's children would be talking about. Instead, my children are really talking about it, so I don't have that far to go. Instead, we have a better feeling of we feel better about having come to know Hurley, Julia, and the rest of the team, but with little or no interest in the rest of the story. What a shame. Enjoy your podcast. Now, first, I got to take objection to it. I do, like I said, I watched Battlestar Galactica.
Uh-huh.
I'm not going to spoil anyone. But everyone was telling me I was going to hate the ending. Now, maybe it's I didn't hate it because it worked for me, or that I only invested like 2 months. I didn't invest 6 years of my life into Lost.
Yeah.
Great show like MASH is probably one of my top five, one of my favorite shows of all time.
Mm.
I've watched the first five seasons. I couldn't even tell you how many times. The finale, when I first saw the finale, which was at one time the most watched event in the history of television, I didn't like it.
Mm-hmm.
Now, I understand that there was going to be an end to the conflict, the police action. There was going to be a ceasefire. The war didn't technically end.
Yeah.
It's just a ceasefire. But I didn't like that Hawkeye, spoiler alert, lost it. That he was always the Rock, and he wasn't. Now, after years, it's kind of grown on me. But still, I not even liking the finale. I would still recommend the show MASH.
Mm-hmm.
I would still recommend the show BSG and mm-hmm. have. I would recommend other shows that I have no ties to. Mad Men. I have no ties to Mad Men.
Yeah.
So, but this one I would recommend because it was so well acted. The character driven. Like you responded back about the characters, and he has a great. His response is great. It's just too long for me to to read it. But
it's
and I get what people are saying. I get that some people are not happy with it. And I'm not. You're not wrong.
Mm-hmm.
You're not wrong, Frank. But I'm not. You can't sit there and say I'm not being objective when I say I like the. I've watched it four times.
Well, you know, I'll tell you this much. Like I love BSG, but I think Lost as a whole is a tighter story and is a better ride the entire time. And I like the end of Lost better than I like the end of BSG. I love the end of BSG, but I love the end of Lost way better. And we won't get into BSG too much because we're saving that for a podcast further down the road. But you know, it's sure. Since we started this podcast, we've become close to certain members of the show, actors, and you know, we've.
Oh, by the way, I'm not close personal friends with Damon Lindelof, even though that has been suggested. We're probably, I don't know, buddies, but I don't say not close personal friends. He gives me hair tips. I give him hair tips.
But you know, I mean, but the fact of the matter is that if we don't like the show, we're not going to podcast about it. We're stopping. We haven't really, but we're kind of stopping the V podcast because we just don't like the show.
Yeah, I've lost interest in the show, and I love Elizabeth Mitchell.
Yeah, we love Elizabeth Mitchell.
We're going to do one more.
Yeah, to conclude it.
And that'll probably be it. And people are, you know, people are asking us for it. I told Jake, I go, I just can't keep into this show.
So we wouldn't do a podcast.
And Flash Forward, we bashed it. And Flash Forward made a huge mistake. And the reason it got canceled was because they didn't, you know. I know some people don't care about the character development. It's without it, it won't a show will not survive on
exactly.
TV. It will not survive. I know that no one likes the love story. You have to have that.
Mm-hmm.
You have to have the love story. You have to have, because you have to keep, if you want to get the ratings, and it's all about the ratings.
Yeah.
Very rarely, Friday Night Lights is the one show that people will watch, they watch it and they love it, but nobody's watching it.
Well, the rating system is flawed. It's very flawed,
but somehow Friday Night Lights stays on only because the people that watch it love it. But ratings wise, it's like the bottom of the barrel.
Mm-hmm. And Chuck too has managed to survive because people care about the characters.
Yeah, Chuck.
I mean, that show was the closest, because I have friends that are close in the business and they said Chuck was gone. It was not coming back. But people cared about the character so much in the Subway
still,
campaign, it came back.
But it's still low in the ratings.
It got renewed.
But they're
again.
Smart every week. They have
they do really well with their Subway.
They have good product placement.
Yeah, which is perfectly fine.
Yeah.
Because it keeps the show going. We're fans of the show. But, you know, it's just so... We wouldn't, trust us, guys, we wouldn't podcast about it if we didn't like it.
No, I would strongly recommend Lost.
And V and Flash Forward are ABC shows, and we're friends with people from ABC, but it's just a show. If we don't like the show, we're
and
not
going to. And we were very critical of Flash Forward.
Yeah, but that's
But I, that's like I said, Frank, I'm not calling you out. I'm just saying, you don't like it, I get it.
But you know what, though? It's just like, I think... For those that are disappointed, I think Damon Lindelof and Carl Dukes were pretty upfront for a lot. I mean, since we've done this podcast, it's about the characters first. And I think they've been pretty open about that.
I think on this podcast, we've been pretty, you know, we like the mystery. We like trying to figure out what's going on. But if you listen to most of the podcast, we're more about the characters.
Well, I mean, we love the mystery, but I think, if anything, once you reveal... It's like a magic show. Once you reveal how, or the magic trick, once you reveal how the trick is done, it kind of ruins the magic trick.
Right.
And I think if they really went and explained every single mystery, gave every single answer, it would take away a lot of what makes Lost so special.
Well,
which
I think a lot of people are upset that they didn't get an answer for the island. What is the island?
But that's the thing, though, is if you got the answer, exactly detailed information on what the island is, the island would not be as special anymore.
No.
Same as if you find out what a magic trick is, the magic trick is not as special anymore.
But also, didn't like the answer what Smokey was and how he became Smokey. I said this on the last podcast, there was no way they were going to make people happy with that one.
Well, yeah, and you know what? It's a mystery. It's one of those things. It kind of, I mean, you can kind of deduce that whatever the magnetic properties changed Man in Black into this other thing.
Right.
Dude
just wants to get off the island. You know what's sad?
What's sad?
After he became immortal again, why don't you just go put down the knife and go, hey, Jack, I'm cool. Can I just get on that boat and go? Can I be free? Can I go? That, to me, would have been a perfect ending.
But see, that showed that Man in Black was a bad guy.
No, he was stubborn. you sit on that island all those times. You see your brother going, I'm sure Jake was like, neener, neener, I'm going to go to Iowa today. I'm going to Iowa. See you later. Yeah, Iowa's pretty cool.
Uh-huh.
See ya. And Man in Black just sat there going, rrr. Just, you know, it would build up.
But, you know, the thing is, though, is we really don't know all of Man in Black's motivations. And we don't, I mean, he said maybe he couldn't get off the island, but maybe he could have. He just wasn't free. Same as Jacob wasn't free.
So you're saying Christian Shepherd, when he was Christian Shepherd, he was Man in Black?
It could have been. It could. I mean, we don't know for sure.
But isn't fun?
I don't think you can definitively say either or.
But I, going to Frank's question, I would recommend this show to someone who doesn't
definitely.
Watch it. And
definitely.
I think it's a great show. And well, it's like Deadwood. I would recommend Deadwood. Deadwood had no ending.
Uh-huh.
It was on 3 years, and I forget what happened. It was something with the writer and...
Yeah, it was production.
Production thing. Yeah. You just said, forget it. I'm not doing it anymore. It has no ending.
Yeah.
It has no conclusion. It's three years of some of the best television you're ever going to watch.
Mm-hmm.
It is frustrating there was no ending.
But again, it's about the characters.
It's about the character. I would highly recommend that show. And it has no ending. It has no conclusion.
So it's just, if you...
I mean, you can go and read in the history books and find out what happened.
But I think what Lost, it is really cool. And what's great about it is the mythology is so rich and so deep that it rewards repeat viewings.
And like I said, I'm watching The West Wing again. The music, the acting, the laughing, the drama, comedy.
It is some of the best television on TV. Lost was one of the best TV shows on TV.
I mean, look at some
and it'll
of
be
the,
that way forever.
I hate using this strong language. Look at the crap that's on TV right now. There's so much crap on there. It's just garbage.
Whew, Jack, be careful.
Well, yeah, we're not an explicit podcast. If I was married, man, I would have gone a little further. There's a lot of crap on TV. And for me to sit there and go, no, I'm not going to recommend Lost, sorry.
Lost is still miles and miles
and
above
most stuff
and
I'm
on
not
TV.
Paid by ABC.
We wish, but we really aren't.
We're not.
All right.
But Frank, I'm not calling
here.
You out because I fully back anyone that who does. If you don't like it, cool. I'm cool with it.
It's very zen of you, Jack.
Thank you.
All right, this is titled Michael. Jay and Jack, first of all, I want to say I love the final episode. I hate to nitpick, but what else can I do now that the show is over? I wanted to know your opinion on why Michael is stuck on the island. Is what he did so unredeemable in the context of the show? basically killed Anna Lucia and Libby in order to save his son. It seems to me that Saeed and Ben have infinitely more blood on their hands than Michael, yet they were allowed to move on. I have a theory, but it has more to do with the mechanics of telling a story rather than the lost mythology. Michael became more or less expendable, and Walt's growth spurt made it difficult to continue his storyline. They wanted to answer the question to what the whispers were, or voices were, and Michael was a reasonable character to accomplish this with. What do you think? Thanks for a great podcast, Dave, from Arizona.
I think the difference is between Saeed and Michael. Saeed didn't betray the group.
Exactly.
Michael betrayed Michael betrayed the group. Now, Ben, maybe because he helped the group at the end.
Well, Ben wasn't there, though. He didn't move on with the people that
No, he
were...
didn't. He stayed behind. I think that's part of the reason why he stayed behind, because he didn't feel like he belonged with that group.
Exactly.
Now, why Michael's...
But he didn't die on the island, though.
No, he didn't die on the island. Well, we don't know. We don't know where he died.
But I guess we can assume maybe he didn't die on the island. I mean, we don't know. So that still gives him reasonable whatever. But whatever the properties
Or maybe he had turned his life around being the number two... For 1,000 years, he had turned his life around.
The
island said, "Okay, you can go." Now, Michael, like I said, he betrayed the group. I mean, he did it for his son. And a lot of people are saying, "Well, he was doing it for his
son."
But
if he would have worked with the group, I think he still would have had the same.
And I get trying. You save your child. You know, you got to save your child at any cost. But he did. Yeah. He did betray the group.
Mm-hmm.
So maybe that's what it was.
Yeah, and we don't know if Michael was still stuck there whenever the sideways happened. We just know that his soul was stuck on the island at that time.
And I've said, as being critical, I always thought that Michael and Walt should have had some kind of closure.
Yeah, I agree.
Because he did do it for his son. And what we know is his son didn't care for it. There was no connection there at the end.
But we do know that there is bonus material that will be on the DVDs, and we might still have some kind of closure to that.
That's my son!
Because if you went to the Times Talk thing... Damon Lindelof said that we're going to get some closure to Walt.
I didn't have time to go to the Times Talk.
Well, it's been online.
I had to fly. Is it online?
Yeah.
Oh.
So it's your turn. Go ahead.
This one's entitled Attention Jack. Hi, Jack. This is Mikey. I met you at the meetup on Saturday. I told you how I've tried every week, one phone calls, one email, to get on the podcast, and how it just became almost an inside joke with me and my friend Francesca. I could never do it, no matter how awesome my theories. So I thought maybe you could help me out with maybe, hey, Francesca, you were wrong. Mikey made it. Thanks, Jack. I made a promise to someone. Jeez. I keep my promises. Uh-huh. I'm not Jacob.
All right. this one is how...
Maybe that was kind of compulsive. Maybe I'm kind of like Jacob.
I think you are.
Maybe that's why I have problems with Jacob, because I'm just like Jacob.
Jack's crackpot theory is correct.
Really?
You can keep the $5. I've had it. What movie?
$5. I've had it.
Well, maybe my theory is correct. You can keep the $5.
It's gotta be Ghostbusters.
Yeah, at the beginning with the electric shock thing.
I get it.
In the lighthouse.
Well, he has the squiggly lines. He's right, but he gives the girl the
In the lighthouse, Claire clearly states she spoke with her father and her friend, Man in Black. So, yep, there's two beings. Hope this makes sense. I still disagree because. Did we see Claire's squirrel baby? Man in Black told her a lot of things, like the baby was inside the temple. Was the baby in the temple? No. So he could have easily said, oh, I wasn't Christian Shepherd. I'm a different person. So, no. Sorry.
Always with the negative. Always with the negative.
I'm just saying.
I want two simple answers.
Okay.
This one's from Todd. This one, we've had a lot of emails on this. Desmond told Charlie that he had a vision of Claire and Aaron being lifted on off an island on a helicopter. You think Desmond saw Claire leaving on a JIRA plane?
Well, I think...
You think that's what it was he saw?
Or
is just a writer oversight? I don't think it's a writer oversight. No, there's no way they could have forgotten that that was said.
No, I just think that, you know, maybe something Claire did change up. Because if you remember, Desmond had a lot of flashes.
Right.
And... Not all of them. I mean, he saw Charlie die 10,000 different ways.
And maybe Claire was originally supposed to be on that helicopter, maybe. But they couldn't find her. Remember, she took off,
and something changed.
Man in Black took her away.
That deviated the future. But in the end, just like Charlie eventually died, eventually Claire did get off the island,
right,
with Aaron. So it wasn't exactly
not with Aaron.
Aaron was on the plane.
Aaron was on the plane.
Oh, that's right. I'm sorry. He was already off.
No wonder you like the final. You're rewriting it the way you want.
Sorry, I was thinking, but Aaron was off the island.
I saved you hundreds of emails.
So sure, it wasn't the same. It wasn't the same as Desmond said. But in the end, they both got off the island. Right.
Right.
And Aaron got up on a helicopter.
Yeah.
So I mean, it's different, but you know what? Desmond saw Charlie die a bunch of different ways, but eventually Charlie did die.
You know, Desmond been in a lot of stress on that island. So he wasn't perfectly 100% clear about how they were getting off.
Yeah, yeah.
I think we have to cut Desmond some slack. In the pilot, this is number two. In the pilot episode, the castaways hear a sound of the smoke.
Wait, wasn't I supposed to have? You have two?
It's from the same guy.
Oh, okay. I'm sorry.
I have two. What was the title of the email?
Sorry.
Have two simple answers.
I was already ready to get into mine, and
in the pilot episode, we hear a castaways hear the sound of a smoke monster from the first time. Rose, as hears it, as saying she's heard that sound before.
This is an old one.
I thought Lindelof and Coos might direct. So what is the deal? Is it Rose was working for Dharma the whole time, and Damon Lindelof and Coos, they've just forgot about it?
Well, in all fairness,
an oversight because she was working for Dharma the whole time.
Coos wasn't part of the show at that point. It was J.J. Abrams and Damon Lindelof.
Yeah.
But no, well, it's just
so
I.
He came in there and just said, no, we're not going to give that guy in Raleigh anything.
You didn't even have that theory yet.
I had
that theory was just a twinkle in your eye.
I had it before I watched it. It was on my... I have a lighthouse. Do I have a lighthouse?
You do.
Okay, and I went outside and I had these little theories. And you pull this little chain and different theories pop up. And you can look into the different theory thing.
Oh, my God.
Hey, it's hot in here. I'm starting to get humid. So what was your conclusion?
Oh, I'm just like, if she hurts because she was in New York, right? And I think one of the theories was either like the subway or
that was our whole Coney Island, we're way off, and all the people from New York get all upset. I think that was our first angry mob thing from.
Well, that was one of the early ones. But I've been to Coney Island. I've been on the.
Well, now you've been to New York. At the time, you had never been to New York.
Yes,
it's like,
I had no idea.
Not everyone in the world has been to New York. I know you guys from New York think you're special, but not everyone's been there.
They do have a very centrist view of the world.
It's like, hey, we're from New York. Everyone's from there. Yo.
Anyone who matters.
Yeah, we matter. Hey, forget about it.
That was terrible.
I know, but...
All right.
What are you going to do?
So can I go to mine now?
Yeah.
There's like another secret question in there?
No. Right. I'm like dripping in sweat over here.
The end equals disrespectful to fans of Lost.
Wow. Oh, well, that's going to be ugly.
Jay and Jack, I'm sure you're getting millions of emails about the finale, but I just wanted to let you
know
what I
thought. Not millions.
Trillions. I've watched every episode of Lost since the pilot. I'm a diehard fan. I've always defended it when others got fed up and stopped watching, and I was perfectly content to wait until the end for the answers, because I had faith that the writers had a plan, but the finale was busted.
Oh.
For the writers to focus only on Jack's redemption story means that everything else on the island... The Dharma Initiative, the fertility issues, the Egyptian symbolism, Jacob and the Man in Black were all just red herrings. They mean nothing. I understand that Lindelof and Coos are making the show they want to make, not the show I want them to make. But if the story they want to tell is about purgatory and redemption, why even bother writing in the mysteries of the island? Why wasn't it just the castaways running around a deserted island for 6 years? The obvious answer is that these characters, frankly, aren't interesting on their own. They needed the mysteries of the island and how they discovered and dealt with them to keep them interesting to the audience. And for that reason, the mythology of the island deserved to be resolved. I'm not asking for all the questions to be answered, but to ignore all of them is disappointing at best. I still think Lost as a whole is one of the greatest shows ever, and I'm glad I watched it. But that could have been the finale to any show. It was not unique to Lost, and it leaves me feeling downright disrespected as a viewer. Thanks, Courtney.
Yeah, a lot of people feel that way. We've had a lot of emails.
But you know what, though? It's just that I don't think the end of the show just tosses aside these. I think they explain
but
the Dharma Initiative.
But it's what she believes, though.
Well, I'm saying, but I'm saying, from if you look at it, though, the Dharma Initiative was explored a lot. I mean, they even went back in time to explore the Dharma Initiative
even
more.
People, I've heard a lot of complaints from people, a lot of different podcasts. They wanted more. They wanted to hear more about the degrees.
I want the world. I want the whole world. But there's only so much you can get.
My New York accent was horrible. That was horrible. That just.
But, okay, the fertility issues. I think the way you explain the fertility issues is the Towerette statue was a fertility god. It got smashed, so maybe that messed up the fertility on the island.
Or maybe Man in Black was doing something.
Maybe he was doing something, too.
He wanted less people on the island.
Exactly. So maybe that was another way.
Maybe he didn't want any new candidates to be born. That's how I'm looking at it.
Yeah. So I think... What
go with my theories, and I think we'll enjoy the... you enjoy the final
and
a lot
I,
more.
And I think the beauty of what the writers of the show did, the creators of the show did, is that they left a lot of these mysteries still up to interpretation. Because if they gave the definitive answer for any one of the questions, it would please a certain amount of people that got it, thought about it, and got it right, and then displease a whole bunch of other people. But some of these things is we can still make our own interpretation for what these mysteries are, and we're okay with them. Like Jack just said, he thinks it was Man in Black that did this, so that, there was no more candidates.
That's one theory, because I think, well, why would...
But that's what you think. So
I do think that.
That's your theory. And you can still think about it, and you can still debate it for years to come. My theory is maybe because the fertility statue was knocked over, and that messed up the fertility on the island. So that's what my theory is. And Jack and I can debate about this for years to come.
It could be both.
It could be both. And so I think...
Because then it would be Jacob's fault, because he brought the black rock to the island.
And that's what makes the show so much fun in the first place, is, you know, talking about it, coming up with theories. And what's great is that we still get to do it with the show. But at the same time, we got the characters that we became invested in from season one. We got the ultimate resolution to their storyline. Because, you know what, I think Carlton Cuse said it, if you want to go to the creation of the universe, what was the creation of the universe?
I wasn't listening, I'm sorry, what'd you say?
Like, Carlton Cuse said, if you want to go to the creation of the universe, what's the creation of the universe?
Adam and Eve.
The Big Bang Theory.
The Big Bang Theory, yes.
Right? Well, what happened before the Big Bang Theory?
Well, that's just a theory, though.
Exactly, but that's the thing, is...
There's people right now that are sending emails saying... They don't believe in the Big Bang Theory.
Well, that's and but
that's why I was trying to avoid the question, but you weren't catching on.
Well, that's but you know what I'm saying though is, but no matter what, you can even give answers. People are still going to debate those answers.
Right. Well, that's why I said they did a brilliant job with, like I said, even Jacob. We're both arguing about Jacob. I disagree. You and I'm fine with your answer, but I disagree.
But see, that's the thing is, I think they gave us the tools.
I think the Egyptian thing was just how. Was just in time, and when they went back in time, they started running across that stuff in the temple.
Exactly. It's the same as the people that are stranded on there now have English accents and are kind of in a post, you know, imperialistic world. And so those influences permeate throughout the, like the Dharma Initiative, that's, you know, an American kind of stamp on that island.
Well, the history of the world has changed. I mean, at one point, Romans...
So it's very easy to say that at once upon a time... Egyptians probably went on the island, and that's why there's Egyptian symbolism
right.
on the island.
There might have been someone who was before Mother that was Egyptian, or after. Well, it couldn't be after Mother because it was Jacob, but there might have been someone
before because it was 2,000 years.
Right, so it could have been whoever was controlling the island then.
Exactly.
That's what I wish we had if they would have went back before Mother and said just the start of the island. I'd like to know the start of the island, how it started.
But then you'd go before that because you would show that start like, well, what happened before that?
No, but I want to know how the island started. You see a blank island. You
but
just
this
see
was
an,
never,
an empty island.
This story was never about the start of the island. It was about... It was a chapter. It was a story.
If you wanted to. I know that Lindelof said that they're not going to do it. Someone who's brilliant and could come up with a story, maybe an ABC special... You know, 3-hour special a year from now, before they were lost, and have the start of the island.
And here's the thing
I think people would watch that. I'm here, ABC. I'm telling you what to do.
But okay,
even though I don't work for you, would you watch it?
I don't know, because here's the thing: is I think most of us out there are Star Wars fans, right?
Yeah.
And would you say that the original trilogy was great? Right.
Oh yeah, especially A New Hope.
Okay, but would you say that there was origin stories before A New Hope came out, right?
Right.
And people were like, "Oh man, it'd be great," but we got those answers and people hated them.
Oh yeah, it wasn't done right.
So
I say not because the story, because they fell in love with the special effects. I think that killed it more than anything.
Well, you can debate that.
Plus the characters, going back to character development, I didn't care about them.
Mm-hmm.
I didn't care about him like I care about Han Solo.
You were given the prequels. Did it change your love for Star Wars at all?
No.
I don't watch the prequels.
I'll watch maybe once, but I won't sit there from start to finish. Mm-hmm. But if A New Hope's on, I'm watching it.
Yeah. So
Empire Strikes Back, I'm watching it.
And I totally agree with what they said in that Mother said herself, like, just questions will just lead to more questions.
Right.
You're never going to get the definitive answer to anything. We can't, in our lives right now, we're looking at our lives, we can never get, we can't get the definitive questions to anything in our lives.
Well, not with you.
Can you answer, why are we here?
I'm here because I'm doing a podcast.
Can you get a definitive answer about that?
I will tell you right now. I'm here doing a podcast dedicated to the show Lost on ABC.
That's
sit back,
what you're here right
relax,
now
and enjoy the show.
Existing itself. So I
yeah,
mean,
I don't know.
You can, but there's people some, have different theories.
But there's
about
some
it.
People that will tell you flat out why we're here.
Exactly,
and we'll, I think, and we'll send you hate mail telling you why you're here.
Exactly, and I think Lost has that same ability. Is we don't have the definitive answer, but there's going to be people that'll argue different ideas about that same answer.
But that's what the whole show's about.
Exactly, it's about the real. It's about. I mean, it just Lost satisfies to me on so many levels. All the magic and splendor that is life.
Yeah, I'm not gonna go do a podcast about 2.5 Men because it'd be like a 3-minute podcast.
Oh man, we are so.
How is this show still on?
All right, you got one. Let's get to these emails.
And the inn. This one's from Debbie. And in the inn, I thought it was a great finale. It was all there, and anyone who doesn't get it, I feel, didn't really listen to the dialogue. I do want to add that the whole relationship in the inn between Hurley and Ben reminded me of the relationship between the two main characters in Casablanca, between Rick Humphrey Bogart and Captain Renault Claude Rains. I think this is the beginning of a beautiful friendship. Priceless.
And this one, my last email is titled The End. Hey, Jay and Jack, I'm one of those people that wasn't too thrilled with the ending of the Lost series. I accept Jack's death, and I'm quite satisfied with the story ending.
Wait, what?
But the whole sideways ending upsets me. I think what upsets me most is that people like Desmond and Penny chose to meet up with people from the island to move onward with, and not their son. What about Sun and Jim? I guess since they didn't really spend time in life with Jian, they didn't care about spending the afterlife with her. I know these people went through a lot together on the island, but I think I'd be happier spending eternity with my kids. We'll miss you guys, April. PSJ, stop yelling at Jack. When I was yelling at you.
You always yell at me. You know, some people don't want to be around their kids. Just saying.
And another thing is, you got to remember.
They could still be alive.
They're probably not. But the kids.
We don't know.
But the kids, you know what? They probably started their own lives and had their own connections and stuff that they made in their own lives.
I would want to be around. But, you know, Sun and Jin didn't care about their kids at the time.
Well, no, I'm saying that, sure, I think if you look at the way life is, I mean, you start a family, your kids have, but then they go start their own families and they have their own life's experiences.
Right.
Some, you know, are very close. But, you know, so I think maybe the kids, they had their own life stories. They had their own moments in life and their own people that they wanted to move on
and
to the next thing.
And maybe
with.
They'll meet up somewhere down the road.
Exactly.
Maybe this was just a launching pad. They had to be there in holding pattern until Jack decided, okay, I see everything. Because I pointed out that, you know, that Jack, I was watching it, we should have realized Jack was dead in the first place because he had great bedside manner. In every episode, he was like very happy and stuff like that.
Yeah, yeah.
You know, it's Locke in his flashbacks when he remembers, it was only season one.
They were very short, yeah.
Do you think it's because he wanted to forget what happened after season one?
No,
seriously, I'm being serious. I'm not being a Locke hater, or maybe he had already been.
That's what, maybe he already died in the first season and the rest was.
That was going to be my next point.
But,
maybe,
you know,
he died.
I think it could go a lot of different ways, or they just didn't have enough time to really put a lot of those scenes, because it was very quick. It was very quick.
Right, and it was all season one. But people are like, what happened? They keep asking what happened to David. David wasn't real. Because remember, he was at the concert with Claire. Claire had a baby. Juliet, his mom, left. Jack showed up. He didn't pick up David. Did David walk home? David didn't have his bike. David wasn't real. David was just part of Jack's fantasy world. It was Jack.
It's not a fantasy world.
No,
it's just whatever
it was,
the next
Jack,
plane
it's
of
what
existence
Jack wanted
is.
His, it's Jack as a child.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
That's what I'm saying.
All right.
And then Shannon, was when she was looking at the end where they're all hugging and stuff, she was looking at baby Aaron thinking it would have been nice if I could have had my baby that was born from, would have been born from Boone.
All right. Jack, we have a lot of phone calls. Let's start those right now.
All right.
Here we go.
Hi, Jay and Jack. It's Jordan from Australia. Just saw the finale episode last night here, and wow, just amazing, you know. Cried my eyes out, as expected, and I'm sure a lot of other people did, and I can't really see what's the hate, like we expected not everyone to enjoy it, but I thought it was a perfectly well-rounded finale that embodied a lot of the season one elements, and I think it was just the perfect way to end the show, especially with the eye closing. I think there was a few theories. I'll pretend they were Jack so he gets one right. Although I do think you got a few of them right this episode, Jack, so congratulations. And to commend you for your efforts, I decided to write you a little poem. Still working on it, but hey, what the hell. He's bald, short, and stout, but that's not what he's about. Sometimes handsome or a sauerkraut, but can you blame him day after day, casting with Communist Jay? Yes, he's Jack. He uses words like fact, especially when the emails start to stack. Man love for Clinton Fox, laughs at Lock in the Box. So yeah, a few throwbacks there, Jack, to your stance on a few things in the show. And thank you very much for everything you do. It's been an amazing journey, and I've been listening since about season 3, and you guys really made the show, and your podcast helped me get through some of the sad time. So thanks a lot, guys. Bye.
Hi, my name is Krista. I'm calling from Winnipeg, Canada. I was just calling to say how much I loved the series finale. I thought it was really, really beautiful. Jack and Hurley have always been my favorite characters, and so it seemed really natural for me that they would be the protectors of the island. They were always sort of that to our Losties anyway. Sort of Jack in the figurative sense, or literal sense, that he was the doctor and he was, you know, helping people get better, stitching them up, giving them medicine, etc. And Hurley in the sense that he was trying to make them happy when he would, you know, the golf course, trying to get Miles to talk to his dad. So it made sense that Jack was the one that literally healed the island by putting the plug back into the pool, and Hurley was the one that gets to maybe change the way the island worked. I liked that. I also liked that Hurley sort of back in season 4 chose to go with Locke and then regretted not going with Jack, and this time around he went with Jack, and I liked that. Okay, thanks. Bye.
Hey, Jay and Jack, I'm listening right now to the last podcast, and yeah, blah, blah, blah. Thank you. We like you. But here we go. How did Ben get out from under the tree? And how did Jack get out from the cave? And why was Aaron still a baby? And all that good stuff. Otherwise, yeah, you know what? I'm just kind of BSing around it. I really, really enjoyed the finale. And I've looked forward all week to listening to what you guys had to say about it. So thank you very much. You do a very good job, blah, blah, blah. But thank you very much for everything you've done. And really, Ben's under the tree. And then, boom, he's walking around. Blah, 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 blah.
Thank you for those blah, blah calls.
Blah, 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 blah. Blah, blah, blah. What's that song? Blah, blah, whatever it is.
Oh, please, God, no. We're not going there. Actually, in Arrested Development, there's a lawyer's name is Bob blah, blah, blah. I can't even say
blah, blah, black sheep.
It's Bob, blah, blah, or something like that.
Well, I'm going to tell you how Ben got out from under the tree.
Okay, how did he get out from under the tree?
It was hollow. It was just a prop. wouldn't you say that's what it was?
Yeah, you know, I think it's one of those things, like, he got out. All you need to know.
Well, you got Kate with one arm. You know, a lot of people are saying, how could Kate, she's favoring that arm the whole time. And I got a bad shoulder, so I know I'm not a bullet in it, but, you know, no one hates me enough to shoot me. Well, anyway, so, but she when she dove into the water, jumped to the water, she swam to the boat without a problem. But.
Well, when your adrenaline's kicking in, you can overcome a lot of things.
I think that somehow they got Ben out from under the tree. I said the same thing when I was watching, going, we're with the Orpheum, I went, I'd been out of that tree, but I just kind of overlooked it. But,
you know, it's just like they got him out. They must have lifted it up and they got him out.
How much time do we want to see them seeing them get Ben out from under the tree? I thought, to be honest with you, Ben was going to die.
And you know what's great, though, that they didn't show that is it made, I mean, I'll tell you why, in the editing, it made the whole Kate shooting Man and Locke that much better of a reveal, because in our minds, we were still thinking they were stuck trying to get Ben out. And so we really thought Jack was alone and facing Man and Locke. So it made Kate coming out with the gun that much more potent, because we didn't think she'd be able to get there to help him, or anybody would be able to get there to help him.
Yeah, so we just have to assume that he got out. But
yeah.
I get what you're saying.
So it's just like one of those things, like, yeah, they could have told that, but it would have reduced the impact of having Kate shoot John Locke.
And going to Crystal, Jack and Hurley, yeah, they've always had a great connection there. It did, you know, like she said in season four, they kind of separate a little bit there. But they started together, they ended together. It was...
Is Jack was the guy who fixed things. So he fixed the island. And Hurley was always the one that kind of made things better.
Right. And going back to Jacob being just a marginal... But he didn't really have anything to train with. We have Hurley, who's now has Ben to help him out, and also his compassion and his understanding. It is a progression. You do learn, you know, hopefully in life, you do learn things from your predecessors, and everything's, you're growing. So maybe that's why Hurley is going to be, would turn out to be the better leader.
And, you know.
Plus, he had more life experience than Jacob. I'm criticizing Jacob, but he only had his brother only for a short time, and then his mom, who was.
Well, short time, he was stuck with him for 2,000 years.
Well, for 13 years when he was a kid, then he'd just go off and spy on him.
Mm-hmm.
Because
they still play their game. You know what I love that's great is the Lost Complete series DVDs has that game. It comes with that game.
Does it?
Yeah.
Really?
So I'll be happy to play that.
For 2,000 years? I don't think so. And then,
luckily, I won't be alive for 2,000 years.
Well, that's being Mr. Negative.
Would you really want to be alive for 2,000 years? I mean, it gets boring after a while.
If I could function, yeah.
Because I think the Earth will be blown up within at least 1,000 years, I think.
Oh, what a downer for the people just... Jeez. And you didn't even want to watch 2012.
I'm just saying, well, the sun eventually is going to get so big, it's going to...
I'm sorry for you young kids listening at home. Don't be afraid. It's just Jay talking. It's just Jay's crazy ways.
I'm just saying it's inevitable.
Wow.
So we just got it. That's why we really need to work on going to the moon and Mars, because we're going to have to get off this rock soon enough.
Man. I finally watched 2012 the other day.
How was it?
It was all right. I watched Avatar, too.
Did you like Avatar?
I thought it was a very good movie. A little long. It was a good cowboy and Indian movie.
Yeah, just like I think it's one of those stories that's been told. It's a pretty classic story. But I
thought
I
it
like,
was well done.
Exactly.
I couldn't been one of those contraptions. That's all I'm gonna say.
What the?
Remind me of an MRI.
Oh, you mean like when you go into the Avatar?
Yeah. And a lot of times I was feeling kind of blue watching it.
But you know, it's what I think I loved about it the most is just.
I understand. Didn't he have it? Cameron had the idea of 15 years ago, but the technology wasn't there. It was well done.
Well, I mean, that's what I was saying. Like, you think sometimes, like, oh, they're overdoing the special effects, but in that movie, the special effects are pretty amazing.
Well, you know what? You stop thinking about the special effects.
Yeah, and you think it's like real. It's like it's.
Well, it wasn't like, but I just stopped thinking about it.
Yeah,
I got into the movie where some movies you're like going, okay, I get it. Stop hitting me over the head with a special effect. Yeah, I get it. You can do something tricky. I get it.
Well, I mean, to me, the last battle scene, though, is like one of the coolest like battle scenes like in any movie.
Yes. It was a classic, would have been like Clint Eastwood was in there. You had your classic, I hate you, you're evil, and all that stuff.
Yeah.
It was great. I liked it. It was a good movie. Definitely recommend going and watch it.
Mm-hmm.
And then Jordan.
See it in IMAX if you can, because that's really a way to see it.
Love the poem, Jordan. Love it. I forgot Jay was a communist.
That's an old. That's a throwback.
Jay's a communist,
right,
and he wants the world to end.
It's not that I want it to end. It's just it's an inevitability.
I like to be positive. Maybe that's why I don't want to be stuck on an island somewhere against my will.
I think that it ends, but with every end, there's a new beginning.
Yeah, they say that now. Try to smooth it over.
If you look at everything in life, there's always an end, and then there's a beginning. It's cyclical. Didn't you watch Lion King?
Yeah, it was like
it's the circle of life.
Well, circle of life. I can't wait till my dad dies till I become king. And also, it's like 7-Eleven for the lions. All their food.
Oldest joke in the world.
Is it like 7-Eleven?
Because they respect the circle of life.
They respect the circle of life. But hey, I'm gonna go eat that. Oh, okay, there you go.
Oh man! All right.
Open 24 hours a day. Why would the other animals come to worship the lion that's gonna eat them?
It's the circle of life. Did you listen to the song?
I listened to the song. If you're an animal, okay, you're a human. Would you
circle of life?
Would you go around the? Oh, hey, wow!
Didn't you watch Avatar?
They're holding up the baby lion that eventually is going to eat me.
Didn't you watch Avatar?
I did.
All right, let's get to
would
the next.
You, would
calls.
You do it? You won't even answer the question.
What?
Would you, if you're a human, would you walk up to the lion as he's holding this?
I mean, it might be out of fear, just like they're making us fear. I'm a zebra. They eat me.
I watched the parade at Disneyland. I got into it. A little tear in my eye.
All right, here we go. Next set of calls.
Hey, Jay and Jack. This is Eric in Tampa. I'm not sure if you're doing another podcast before you go on your little hiatus. Just had a couple comments on the finale. I thought at first I was a little confused, but then after reflecting and watching it again, I really did like it a lot. I thought it gave our characters a great resolution, and of course, you know, we didn't get all the answers to the island, but Lost has always been about the gray and not about the black and white here, the decisive answers to each question. So I thought that's great that they brought up a lot of things and left it up to, you know, personal speculation. I just wanted your comments on the final kind of embrace between Jack and his father, Christian. That one got to me the most, I think, just because it made me think about my relationship with my father and what it would be like when he finally passed away. And it really got to me because, you know, my dad's really close with me and he's one of my, you know, good friends and, you know, been a great father to me. So it made me think a lot about, well, what's going to happen when he finally passes away and I don't get to see him again. What's, you know, will I eventually see him in another life? And that really got to me, I think, the most. So I guess, Jay, I wanted, you know, your thoughts on what's going to happen maybe, you know, with Jack when he finally, you know, not to be morbid or anything, but did that get to you because of that relationship with, you know, you and Jack as your father, and because it's grown so much because of this podcast, did that get to you a lot? So, all right, love to hear your comments on it, and thanks a lot, guys. You guys have been awesome. Bye.
Hey, Jay and Jack, how you doing? It's Wayne Cordova giving you guys a call. Thank you guys so much for the show and everything you guys have done. I was just listening to your show, and here's my little theory on Claire and baby Aaron. I think that baby Aaron, when they kind of flashed in the church and all that kind of stuff, was more like a construct than the actual baby Aaron. You know, I think that it's one of those things where I think everything kind of came back to 2004. They were all there, and that's where, like, the Flash side was taking place. And I think it was just one of those things where, you know, baby Aaron, because he was a vital part of island life, and he was a baby on the island and all that kind of stuff, I think he was more of just kind of like a construct of that reality of being there rather than the actual baby Aaron, who hopefully will live a long, fruitful life, and his, you know, greatest moments will not happen on the island because he was only an infant, but it'll come later in life and he'll have a different kind of crossing over experience. And so I just kind of think that because this was a reality that they all created so that they could all find each other, you know, some of these other kind of side people and side characters, they may be real lifers or something like that, but it may not necessarily be their reality that they would create so that they could find the people that are important to their life. Because, you know, guys like Arst wasn't, you know, there in the church because hopefully his, you know, greatest achievement wasn't blowing up on the island, you know, and that kind of thing. So that's my little theory. G. Young wasn't there because she never lived on the island. She never lived with those folks. And again, you know, hopefully she moved on to bigger and better things in her life. But anyway, that's my theory, and I'm sticking to it. Thank you guys so much for everything you guys have done, and I look forward to hearing you guys further in the future. Bye.
Hey, Jay, this is John. I just now listened to your Tad Stones show from the Jay and Jack show from last September, I think. If you haven't listened to that since the Lost finale, you ought to go and check that out again. The guy was amazingly close to so much in the final season. Must be really good at what he does. Anyway, I thought you'd be interested to go check that out.
Hey guys, Wes from Lost Mind Grapes here. I just had a real quick cool thing that I noticed. The sound effect of the plane flying over Jack at the end of the season finale as he's dying in the bamboo, he looks up and sees the plane flying overhead. That sound effect is, I believe, the same sound effect used all season long to go to the Flash sideways, which we now know, of course, is where Jack goes when he dies, immediately after seeing that plane flying overhead. So is it possible that the sound we've been hearing this whole time when we go to the Flash sideways world is the sound that Jack's hearing as he's dying? And for him, it's a good sound because he knows that everyone, that he died protecting everyone and that they got off the island. just a cool sound effect thing that they did, I think, for people who are paying attention, like myself. Anyway, thanks for everything you guys are doing, and keep up the show even after Lost is over. Thanks, bye.
All right, thank you for those calls.
I have to admit, Les, I was not paying attention. I watched it four times and didn't notice. I was listening to the music. You know, when they take off and all the music, G-Kino comes up with the music, I'm like, oh. I was wondering, though, where does the plane...
G-Kino. I think it's G-Kino now.
G-Kino?
G-Kino.
He's changed his name?
That's why I've heard people pronounce it lately.
All right, then I'm going to change my name.
Okay.
It's Jake.
Okay.
Is that cool?
Well, Michael's is Michael G.
Michael. G-Kino. Call him Mike. Hey, Mike.
All right, Jack, I'm sorry. Go ahead.
You're talented, Mike. No, I didn't notice it, but that's...
That's cool.
That's cool. I'm going to have to go watch. Now I'm going to have to watch.
See?
An excuse to have to watch. I'll have plenty of time this next weekend to do something, so I'll watch again. But I was wondering, where the plane, does Frank know the coordinates to get off to find where the real world is?
That's a good question.
I mean, we just see him taking off. We just assume that they made it.
Yeah.
A lot of people, you know, they thought the plane crashed, but you see those ending credits.
Which isn't it.
It is not it. It is on the Raleigh feed, not in the San Diego feed. It's LA feed.
But ABC and it wasn't part of, and if you listen to our interview with Jorge, it wasn't part of
the
actual finale.
But people want to theorize. They don't want to let go, and you can't blame you can't blame them for that. John, the interview with who?
Tad Stones.
Who?
Remember him?
I don't remember him. I don't know who that guy is.
Of course he's the man. He's great.
I got to see him for like 2 seconds at the finale party.
I got to talk to him for a little bit longer. It was cool seeing him again.
How come I was getting dragged all over the place?
I was running all over the place, but I actually care about people, unlike you, and I actually took time to try
to
talk
to everybody.
No, I
kept getting dragged. You have to go find Jay.
And I was going around talking to people because
I did say
I care about the people.
No, I talked to a few people. I did.
Oh, you don't like it when the tables are turned, huh?
I talked to... I can't even tell you who I talked to.
You don't even remember who you talked to because that's how much you don't care.
I got us a phone number. I got us an email address from...
For yourself, according to you. You're talking about it.
Well, I still have it. No, a future guest on our show. I was working the system. I did like when I went to Tad and said, hey... I know you're not talking to anyone important, but we got to go. I did shake his hand.
But yeah, that's on the Jay and Jack show. Follow that on iTunes and check out the Tad Stones interview.
And if you want to give Tad a call, you can because Jay plays his...
No, that's edited out.
Edited out.
Yeah.
That was the best part.
Oh, man.
Oh,
Producer of the year for sure.
And that is. And then Wayne. I kind of like his explanation on what the whole...
I totally agree with that.
I totally agree with that.
Right along what I think.
I kind of still think that it had something to do with the fact that there was no juice boxes in the next places. And, you know, the goob needs his juice boxes.
The goob needs his juice.
And then people are wondering why Kate changed out of the dress into her outfit, the top and the jeans, or top and the pants.
This is more comfortable.
Is that what's more comfortable?
There's a lot of hiking in the next life.
You know, I'm watching this, and your sisters and your mom are like, oh, she's so beautiful. Look how beautiful she is without makeup. Evangeline Lilly, they're talking about. Did you notice that? And I went, no. Never. I'm
surprised, because they're usually just like, she's ugly. Blah, blah, blah.
No, they think she's beautiful. Uh-huh. My wife saw her in Sunset on the Beach. The photos that Caesar took. Oh, my God, she's so beautiful. Oh, look how gorgeous she is. Like when they see her in we got to go back. We were watching that the Journey.
Yeah,
I finally watched that.
Wasn't that good?
That was really well done.
Yeah, I liked it a lot.
I kind of hesitated going because I'd already seen the... If you haven't seen it and you have it somewhere,
watch it. It's good.
It's great with the actors.
Yeah.
Daniel A. Kim and Josh Holloway, Jorge Garcia, Michael Emerson, Terry O'Quinn. They're all on there.
Yeah.
It was great. Eric, it is about... kind of what we were saying earlier. It was about gray, black, and white. And
well, it's never been about the black, right? It's always been
about
the gray.
And that's a great point. And that is an excellent point because the writers are brilliant, and they've told the story. Now it's up for you to decide if you're going to swallow it or not.
Well, what you think about it.
Right. And that's what it's always been. I think,
and that's why there's a podcast. There's 10,000 podcasts.
Well, this year alone,
I
can remember saying, joking about how we're giving you all the answers. I go, no, you're giving me more questions than answers. But that's what they did. And now, what are you going to do when I die, Jay? That's the burning question.
Celebrate, I guess.
Now, who says I'm going to go first?
It's true.
Nah, I'm probably going to go first.
Well, I guess the odds are you would probably, but it's no guarantee.
Well,
I've
been giving your mom a hard time. I said, you know, I'm going to be flatlining on Thursday.
But you know, a meteor could come down and like kill me right now.
Yeah. Well, I was going through the whole thing. They're going, okay, you got a 2% this, 2% that. I go,
and then, well, you have a 2% chance of dying on Thursday?
It's like a 1% chance of dying on Thursday or something like that. I don't know. Some big thing. But then
how can you die by working on your shoulder? I mean, well, how can you screw up that bad? They said,
and you have a chance of loss of limb. I went, wait, what?
What's the percentage on losing your arm?
The death, it was 1%. The death thing
That's not bad.
The death thing didn't freak me. I go, wait, what are you going to do?
How is there 1% you lose your arm, but then 1% you're going to die? That's like, that's it should be different.
That's what they're going, but the thing, I said, wait a minute. I go, I could lose my limb, and this is the whole thing, because it may not work, what they're trying to do. There may be nothing they can do when they open it up.
Yeah, yeah.
How he described it, it'd be like trying to sew snot together. If it's like, if my arm is all snot inside, ain't nothing they can do. I said, nice analogy. I like it. So anyway.
You could get like a cool robotic arm or something.
That's what I'm hoping for. You know, I'm still young. Make it back to the big leagues.
You'd be like Anakin.
Then I'll go to the dark side.
Well, don't they have because they have like replacement hips and stuff. Can't they give you like a replacement shoulder?
I'm too young. Eventually I'm going to have it done, but they said I'm too young.
Really? You're like 50.
I told you this.
You're that was old enough.
No, that made my day, because they only last like 10 years, then you have to have it done again. So it's like
they just want to do it once. They're that lazy.
Well, I'm sure it's expensive. I gotta wait until it's free, till healthcare is free, and then I go, okay, do whatever you want.
It'll be done by then.
Right now, it's not free. I'm gonna have to pay for some
Fair
of this.
Enough. All right, Jack, ready for the next set of calls?
Yes.
All right, here we go.
Hey, Jay and Jack, this is Sarah calling from Houston, Texas, and I was just listening to your podcast on the end and your discussion about why Aaron was a baby at the church and why Gian wasn't there, and I had a thought. Gian and Aaron in the real world lived basically their whole lives without knowing any of those people, because everybody, or not in any significant way anyway, if they knew Hurley or if they knew somebody, they didn't know them, you know, throughout their whole lives. So when they were ready to move on and it was their time to go, they would be at a church with a group of people who they had spent their significant experiences with on the real timeline. So the only time, or the only reason that Gian and Aaron would be at the church would be as part of the significant time that they spent with their mom and dads on the island, as in Gian being in utero and Aaron being a baby and being born. And that's kind of my theory, is that everybody goes into the church to move forward with the people that they made significant memories with, which is why Aaron and Gian wouldn't be there. So that's what I think. Hope you guys are having a great day. Bye.
Hi, this is Nina from South Carolina. I just wanted to mention a couple of things that I've noticed. I've been listening to prior podcasts from earlier this month, and I did hear two predictions from Jay that actually came true. So, Jay, you're a soothsayer. The first one was spoken during the May 4th podcast when you're talking about the candidate. I know Jack was complaining about there being a parallel universe after Jin and Sun died. I know he got all upset over them dying and then they are still existing in the parallel universe. Well, Jay, you suggested that the parallel universe may be the afterlife. And Jack said something about how he wouldn't want to live his life over again and that it would be more like hell than the afterlife. So that was a good call, Jay. Very good. And the second prediction I noticed, I don't remember which podcast this was, but it was definitely earlier this month, but you said something about why Kate's name was crossed off. Your prediction was because she's now a mother, and that is exactly what Jacob said in that one episode. Anyway, I just wanted to let you know that I noticed, and I love your podcast, and keep it up. Thanks. Bye-bye.
Hey, Jane Jack. This is App Brown Todd Guy from Twitter. Just want to say I've really enjoyed your podcast over the years, and I'm looking forward to the rewatch you guys are doing. Personally, I love the finale. Yeah, sure, overall, not, you know, maybe all our questions weren't answered, but I think it's better that way, and I think it was just the perfect way to end an amazing show. The one thing I can't stop thinking about, however, is the Ajira Six, Miles, Lapidus, Kate, Richard, Sawyer, and Claire. I can't help wonder what the reaction by society would have been to them actually returning. I think when news of the Ajira flight disappearing first would have broke, definitely would have been revealed that five of the Oceanic Six were on that plane, and that in itself could have been a huge story. But I don't think it would be anything compared to the Ajira flight actually reappearing after all this time with only six survivors on board, one of which, Kate, was the only person who actually was on that plane originally. I think people would be curious to know who Miles and Lapidus were, where they came from, and how they got on the plane. And I think Sawyer and Claire being alive really throws a wrench in that whole fabricated story that the Oceanic Six came up with, when only them and I think Boone, Libby, and Charlie actually survived the crash originally and everyone else died. I think it would pretty much be impossible to explain how they're alive and how they got on the plane with Kate. And then, of course, there's Richard, the mysterious man with Guy Liner, you know, where he come from and how does he possibly have no record of ever existing. Anyway, it's just something to think about. I think the best part of the finale is that it gives you lots to think about and lots to discuss. Thanks, guys.
Hey, Jay and Jack. This is Nick from Mississippi, a.k.a. the I Love Kate Episodes guy. Just want to say that thanks for putting on the show for us and having everybody. My wife and I had a great time, met a lot of people. It was fun just talking Lost for the weekend and watching the finale with everybody. Love seeing Kate get booed 2 hours earlier and then cheered when she shot Locke. My girl got her due. And a couple other thoughts about the finale. Thought Hugo winding up being the protector of the island was obviously the best thing. With his first act as protector, his first real act, he gave Ben the one thing Ben had won his entire life by simply saying, hey, you have experience, I need you. He therefore made Ben special. And special to the island. I thought that was progress in the island's direction. And also, I like the theory that Hugo and possibly Desmond and even Kate and all the other losties that got off the island helped make the sideways world a possibility, and then used Desmond to be the one to facilitate everybody getting together. As being the first person to really have the enlightenment, seeing that his story with Penny happened before the island, and they were brought together because of the island, but they had the most likelihood of meeting in the sideways world because their story took place off the island before they even got to the island. Again, had a great time this weekend. And my wife and I had an awesome time, met a lot of great people. Thanks very much, and looking forward to listening to the rewatches with you. All right, have a good day.
All right, thank you for those calls.
Yeah, Nick, that was a lot of fun, but they weren't just booing Kate.
Who else were they booing?
They were booing him because he had the shirt on.
Oh.
But he held his ground.
Yeah, yeah.
And you got to be proud of yourself, Nick. You held your ground. 2,000 people turned around and went, boo! But you held your ground.
Oh, man.
And they did cheer. That was the best part, though. They did cheer, and I brought that up after the show. I said, oh, everyone was booing her in the beginning and booing Nick, but oh, what happened? Oh, yay! She saved Jack! Yay! 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 I haven't heard one person, I've not seen, read one thing where someone had a bad time at that party.
Oh, that party was awesome.
I mean, sure someone did. If you did, go ahead and prove me wrong. I've not seen one person, I've not read one email. One thing on Facebook, everyone just said they had a great time.
Wanna know why, Jack?
Because why?
Because there ain't no party like a Jay and Jack party, because a Jay and Jack party don't stop.
Yeah. And people are starting to post the Michael Emerson interview. If you haven't had a chance, if you weren't there, didn't have this.
Well,
guy,
you know, we're gonna
this guy is money.
We're going to have, I think mostly all of it was taped. I know Cliff got a lot of footage from it. So it's going to get out there. Just give it time.
Yeah. It's just a matter of time. And then, I never really thought about the Ajira plane. What would they do if they did land?
When they
the Ajira Six. What would the Ajira Six? Because only Kate was on the
Oceanic
Six.
Yeah.
So she has two golden tickets now. Right.
Well, would Ajira give her one? Or would they think something's fishy? Would she lose her Oceanic golden ticket?
I don't. It's a pass. It's a lifetime pass.
Yeah.
I never thought. You know, that's what. See, you people hating the show. Something else to think about.
Yeah.
Yeah. Maybe they hate the fact they didn't answer that. And then Nina. Yeah, you know, Jay, you know, Kate being, you know, but a lot of people have been calling Kate a mother for a long time. So
no, but saying that that's why
I know,
she wasn't.
I'm just joking. But as far as the other one, we're both right. I would be hell to live my life again. So you have to give me kind of a credit on that. What I was complaining about, the fact that Son.
Yeah, heaven is what you make it.
Son and Jen They forgot about their daughter. They forgot about their daughter. Even Daniel Lee Kim said on that the journey thing that he liked the way that ended.
Uh-huh.
That he was happy with that. I was like shaking my head. No, Daniel. No, you had a daughter.
But she went and got to live her life.
With a crazy bad man.
I think
the grandfather's a bad man.
I think Sun knocked him out of the park anyway before.
All right. I don't think so.
Because she took over the company.
She's dead.
Maybe she had a succession plan that didn't involve her father.
He's still a bad guy.
You don't know what Sun's arrangements were made with Ji Yun, because as far as we know, I mean, she probably could have set up this whole other thing for her daughter.
All right. Then you know what? Okay. Not often you're right, though, Jay. You had two predictions come...
I'm right a lot. It's just you don't really ever give me credit for them.
I gave you credit on that one. You're right twice there.
But you said I'm not right that often. I'm right about
that. You don't take many chances. You're very, very...
Because I'm so right. It's just like I don't make the crack potty thing.
You toe the company line. You're just like, I'm not going to stray too far. And then Sarah, I like that. That's how I... Aaron G. Young, I like that explanation.
Mm-hmm.
I can go with it.
Yeah,
that's who they spent time with.
Yep. We can assume if they got off the Jira fight, plus, she got to go back to him. But I'm sure that Aaron lived his own life and had.
Plus, wouldn't baby Aaron be Claire and Charlie's constant? I mean, that's what brought them together.
Yeah, it's what connected him there.
So it connected him. That's why they had he flashed and stuff.
I mean, you could probably say the baby that was there could have been along the same lines as Jack's kid.
Now, do you think if Charlie wouldn't have come, say Dominic Monaghan wouldn't have come back on the show, and Claire's there with Aaron, she thinks someone would say, "Where's Charlie?" And Claire would have said, "Charlie who?" I don't remember Charlie.
Yeah. I mean, did you know that the? Because I knew for a while that Maggie Grace was coming back.
I didn't. I'm glad I did not know that.
Yeah.
The last I'd heard that she wasn't coming back.
Because Colleen pays attention to those gossip, websites and stuff.
The trash.
And that was one of the things. And eventually, because she wanted... The reason why her and Echo wanted a lot more money, too. But I guess Grace eventually made the deal, whatever. But that's why it was actually an inside joke in the episode when Boone says... Or something like it had to go to a lot of trouble to get here.
Well, coming, how hard is
it? Yeah, how hard is it to get her?
From Oscar? Is that what it was?
That was an inside joke to how hard it was to get her to come back on the show.
And people loved it. They cheered.
It was great. It was great. So,
and like I said, for me, it was great because I didn't know. And Nina, I was right about that. So not that I like to point out that I was right, but that was his constant, that it was Shannon.
Yeah. But it makes me upset that Echo didn't come, Adewale didn't come back because, come on.
I know he wanted to come back, but he wanted more money.
That's the rumor. So we don't like basing stuff on rumors, but if that was true, it's
how
a
much
bummer.
Money can you get for a 30-second scene?
I don't know.
I mean, they got to pay me to promote this show.
It may not have been it. May have been his managers and stuff like that. They can be a pain.
That's true. But wouldn't you want to be in the final?
Oh yeah, totally.
Well, if you're not a fan though.
Yeah, I guess
if you're not
so.
If you're not a fan of the show,
yeah,
I say if you're because the way they were talking, I was shocked. Evangeline Lilly, I didn't realize she was such a fan of the show.
Yeah,
because she's always saying how much she hates watching. She doesn't watch TV, and she doesn't. Mm-hmm. She's not a big fan of TV. And I obviously knew Jorge was a big fan of the show, but
yeah,
and Daniel Kim. But I was shocked. Michael Emerson, obviously.
Yeah,
but I was shocked that Evangeline Lilly said that she was such a fan of the show because she's always giving Letterman a hard time because he doesn't watch the show.
Yeah.
He doesn't even pretend. Give to his credit, he doesn't even pretend he watches the show.
Letterman's pretty straightforward.
Yeah. My, oh my.
Jack, ready for the last set of calls?
Yes.
All right, here we go.
Hey, Jay and Jack. This is Emma from L.A., and I was lucky enough to get to go to your guys' finale party. Thank you so much for putting that on. It was amazing to watch the finale with 2,000 like-minded people. And I just had some thoughts on how I think of kind of Lost as a story as a whole, because people are complaining that they didn't learn enough about the island. But what I'm thinking is that the island is this very cool place where all this different stuff happened. It has a very, very long history, and Lost was never about telling the history of the island. The history of the island is just, it's this big story, and the Lost is the chapter of that story about the people from Flight 815 and how all of their lives intersected and how all the people that their lives intersected with. And so Lost is the chapter in this history of the island, but there's a bigger story to the history of the island that Lost was never about telling. And we always kind of got hints of that. We even got hints of that at the end when we saw all the skeletons in the giant cork magic flowy thing. So, yeah, I just wanted to throw that out there. Thanks so much for all you guys have done for the Lost community, and I can't wait for Friday's show. Bye.
Hey, Jay and Jack. This is Courtney in Atlanta. I wanted to tell you what I thought of the end. First, let me say I'm a diehard fan of Lost. I watched every episode since the pilot. I've blogged about it extensively, and I've always defended it when other people said the writers were just stringing us along. So I know a lot of people, including you, like the finale a lot, but I hated it. I hated it, and here's why. What kept me interested in Lost for the past 6 years was the mysteries of the island. I love the characters, but to me, they're most interesting in the ways they interacted with these mysterious supernatural things that were happening around them. So for the finale to focus only on the characters personally and to ignore these other mysteries that have been set up, like the numbers, the electromagnetism, the fertility issues, the Egyptian symbolism, what Widmore's goal was, that points to sloppy writing. That means that for the past 6 years, one writer has randomly suggested, hey, guys, how about a storyline where no women can give birth on the island? And someone else said, yeah, sure, throw it in there because we won't actually have to resolve it. But they had to include those mysteries of the island because without them, it's just Jack and Kate and everyone running around a deserted, boring island for 6 years. Would you have watched that show? I don't think I would have. The mysteries are what made Lost interesting. So I'm very disappointed that the writers didn't choose to tie up those loose ends. I actually feel very disrespected as a viewer. I appreciate the emotion of the finale, but that's not what I wanted out of the end of Lost. So I'm glad you guys liked it. I'm glad for the people that were able to like it. But for me, it was a major disappointment. I still love Lost as a whole. I'm glad I watched it. But I got to say, that finale was busted. Just my opinion. Love the podcast. Thanks, guys. Bye.
Hey, guys. It's Mark from New Jersey. Just wanted to call in. I love the podcast. I've been following it for a little over a year, and it's definitely been a big enhancement for me as I'm watching the episode then to be able to listen to you guys. And I got to say, I love the finale. Couldn't be happier with how things went. I know some people may not be happy, but it sounds like a lot of people are. I thought they definitely nailed it. But I've been hearing a lot of people calling in asking about, or even people asking me, what about Jughead? And I got a crackpot theory for you. I don't know if you're still taking him or not, but I don't think when Juliet was banging on Jughead that it actually detonated. What I think is maybe that it's possible instead that the electromagnetic buildup got so intense that it was basically like when they moved the island and it broke out in a flash and shifted all the people who were in the wrong time period back to present day on the island. And I don't think the bomb itself ever went off. I think, though, that flash may have damaged it, causing it to leak radiation. And if you go back to the second season, in the episode Everybody Hates Hugo, there's a scene where Jack and Saeed are walking around down in part of that hatch, and they come up against a concrete wall, and Saeed says, the last time you heard anybody pouring concrete that thick was at Chernobyl. So I think that bomb, although it didn't go off, did get damaged, and that the Dharma people that were there, that were doing the drilling, ended up having to pour concrete over it to protect anybody, the rest of that hatch, anybody that hatch they were building from the radiation for it. So I'll be listening Friday. Let me know what you think of that theory. And take care, guys. Bye-bye.
All right, thank you for those calls.
Taking crackpot theories. We're encouraging crackpot theories. Don't give up. That's
keep them coming.
About. As far as the cement, I haven't seen that much cement poured since Chernobyl. I haven't seen that much that cement poured in between since Jay's head, his ears.
You kind of butchered the joke.
I know, whatever. Because I'm reading the email here, but I'm reading something else. But, yeah, I like it. Great theory.
Yeah.
But keep your crackpot. That's what this show is about.
Coming.
Keep them coming. We don't care. Courtney? You hated the show so much you sent an email, and isn't it funny that I read the emails and saw it?
Yeah.
And then you played the phone call.
Yeah, that's the first time it's ever happened.
That's first, Courtney. But you know what? I think we said before, you're entitled to your opinion.
I knew when I was there, I was like, did I just read this one recently?
Well, I'm listening to it, I went, Courtney, I think I said, you're playing a call that's similar to an email.
Yeah, and I was like, hey, it's the same thing.
But again, I'm like I said,
lazy podcast.
I said off our first reaction after the episode on we did 3 days. You don't have to apologize for hating the episode, and you shouldn't have to apologize for liking the episode. It's whatever you believe.
You should apologize for liking Jack, I think.
Especially after I butchered the whole cement joke. I thought it would have been pretty good if I would have got it out. But
And it's not like you haven't been making cement head jokes for decades.
I know, and I just lost it. I'm not gold. Sometimes I'm just not gold. And then Emma, yeah, I like the whole, yeah, the whole island story. It's just, to me, you know, I was watching when they were showing the journey. I said, we've already said it, but what a beautiful backdrop for us. What a set. I mean, you're watching Courtney, what I've watched that story just with their characters. Yeah, the mystery did add something to it, and yes, there were questions that weren't answered 100%, but I like trying to figure out, and in my mind, I'm right on things. I can say, oh, no, I'm right, because they didn't answer it. So,
yeah.
Like I said, there are some, I see both sides. I see that if you didn't like, but the finale, I think we explained it best on Across the Sea, after the initial, our Sunday or whatever Friday podcast, and we explained. Well, I came into this season. I wasn't going to be negative. I wasn't going to nitpick. I put too much time and effort into this podcast, this show, just to end up hating it. And I didn't want to look for the negatives. So maybe I am not being objective. But I loved it. I thought it was great. I've watched it 4 times.
Jack may not be objective, but I'm objective, and I still loved it.
Yeah, I liked it. Good stuff.
All right, so that's about it. Jack, you ready to close out the show?
Yeah, I have the contest.
Oh, let's do the contest. Here we go.
All right, so...
make it quick, because we're already an hour and a half.
Okay, who was the first speak? Was Jack. First scene was off island. Dude count, I don't have Pacific count. I'm going to have it on the message board. Son of bitch, SOB count was 8. Characters in the original episode, 14. Will we see Mr. Friendly again? No. Who will Kate end up with? Even though Jorge tried to throw a wrench into it, it's Jack. I'm going with that. Will Locke say, don't tell me what I can't do? No. The first number we hear is number 4. DWG's real name? No, even though Kristen Online... What's that? Kristen Online?
E Online.
She said, and if that's true, she said that she heard the name was Samuel. Who's been saying his name was Sam for the longest time?
Wait a second. That was a reveal on Chuck, wasn't it?
Well,
we don't like Kristen from E Online anyway. She's the devil.
She was actually on the red carpet.
She's the man in black.
We were in the sand. So, but she did say it was Samuel. If that's true, I think I get a tally for that. Will Jack cry? Yes. Jack will Sawyer hug? Yes. Richard's backstory? Yes. Who are Adam and Eve? DWG and his mom. Sawyer's nickname? First nickname was he gave it to Jack. Kate in handcuffs? Yes. Charlie's ring? Yes. Did Hurley give his mama and dad a hug? No, he didn't. Kate give Aaron a hug? No. I'm not counting the holding and passing it on to Claire. No, it's not a hug. Freckles count was 3. Walt count, I'm not sure what the count was. I don't have it in front of me. Vincent count was 1. Jacob count 7. Penny count 2. Desmond count 8. DWG count 2. Eloise count 2. And last person to speak was Kate. And will Jay say something stupid? Well, obviously he opened his mouth, so obviously he said something stupid. That was a gimme answer. So the top 3 people we have here. In third place, Joe Join LA.
Okay.
I have your email address, so I'll send you. Thank you. You came in third. Second place was Duck Fan. And first place, winning it all. Everything. The whole kit and caboodle. And there's going to be some other stuff I'm going to throw in that you guys are going to say, oh, wow, I didn't expect that. Was Dino. You guys have a week.
Wait, who is that? You went by it really quick.
Dino.
Dino, okay.
Dino from...
Flintstones.
How did Colleen get in here in fifth place? Oh, I'm sorry. It's not her. It's Colleen Smith.
Okay.
I was about ready to say, oh.
This time, we didn't have any ahead of time information like we had last year.
You entered again?
Yeah, why can't I enter?
There was limited space, and you guys entered?
Why not? Everyone had time.
Oh, my God. No, but people that wanted to enter couldn't get in. So now you know why there's 2 spots taken by people who had no chance to win. And you weren't even in the top 5.
Shows you how good I am.
The 4th place won Juliet's Smoking Muffins. You know what? I'm going to give... I have something I can give Juliet, Smoking Muffins, and Colleen. I'm going to send them something, too.
Okay.
Because the top 5. But if you think that you have more points, then... Because Dino had 1,115 points. Duck Fan had 1,064 points. And third place, Joe Join LA, Law, 991. So if you think you have 1 week to send an email in, but probably I won't be answering them. So hopefully... And if you want to see the results, they are on the message board, jandjack.com. Obviously, I'm not going to send you a link. It's under the show news and suggestion thread.
And we'll go, there's the forums on janejack.com. Right. Click and the listener forum.
Listener forum. And big thanks to Vikas. He did all the work. He did everything. We were going over yesterday back and forth what the different points were. We thought we'd have it simple, and it wasn't. But it all worked out, and I hope it's fun. Everyone had a good time, and that's it. That's all I got.
All right. Now let's close out the
I'm
show.
I'm sweating it so hot in here.
All right, guys, that is our show for this Wednesday.
Yay!
Give us a call at 206-309-0311.
Call any time!
That's 206-309-0311. Call any time with your last questions, comments, and or theories. Also, you can send an email to lostpodcast@gmail.com. That's lostpodcast@gmail.com.
And I'm still trying to catch up with those, and obviously they're going to get backed up because I can't type left-handed.
Yes. And
I can't type.
We use both hands to type. You can't type one-handed.
One-handed.
And also follow us on twitter.com/Jane Jack. Once again, that's twitter.com/Jane Jack or Crackpot Jack, even though you won't be able to Twitter. How are you going to be able to handle that?
I don't know, but I'm almost at 4,000. I'm 70, I think 75 away. I literally have to get to 4,000 before I flatline. So if you could if you could get 75 more
people. Well, you can't reach your goal of 4,000 because that'll just it'll be okay if you die. But if you don't get to 4,000... Then
no,
you have to live.
I want to know that I had 4,000 before I...
Maybe you live this whole time because you're like, I have to finish Lost first, then I can die. So maybe you're going to die now.
No, that was... Well, that's what I was telling people at the party about the whole light. I didn't want to change that light 25 feet in the air. Now I have to go up there and change it. I have to fix the whole thing.
So you just set yourself up to die now.
Really, I'm afraid of heights. Well, now I got a 6-week bye because I can't... obviously, can't climb on a ladder if I'm... Got this arm in a sling thing.
Smooth move there.
Yeah, you know, I planned everything. I planned everything perfectly.
It was planned from the beginning.
It wasn't lazy riding on my part.
Oh man! Before we get out of here, I think we want to dedicate this episode to Jorge's dog Nunu.
Oh man!
Who passed away this Sunday, and it's just
it broke my heart.
It did, and it's just a terrible, terrible thing to hear. Luckily, Jack and I have actually got to meet Nunu. She was a great dog.
She would growl. She's all of 3 pounds and
yeah, she's this itty bitty little dog and just cute.
If you went by her bone, she
but she was just an adorable, cute dog, and Beth and Jorge adored the dog, and our hearts and minds and thoughts and prayers go out to Jorge and Beth and. Episode.
Send your thoughts out to him. That was
It was terrible to hear.
First thing when I woke up.
Yeah. This episode is dedicated to Nunu.
Yeah.
All right. So, Jack, we'll see you. We'll be recording tomorrow.
Yes.
But we'll see our show on Friday.
All right.
Hasta luego and goodbye.
Bye.